You know, there are people who will always believe that I'm a bad guy because they can't stand the fact that somehow I've surpassed them in life. That's what it is. And the only justification they can have for their own failures, the reason that their sons look up to me and not them, is the fact that they have to believe that I did something illegal. Oh, he did it this way, so therefore it's not okay. You know, I'm a hardworking businessman and I've never broken a law in my life.
Tristan Tate cannot make a single podcast appearance without non-stop lying like a pathetic child. The man is an embarrassment, just an absolute laughingstock. This time, disgraced podcaster James English joined Tristan in Dubai, where the two of them dribbled absolute shit for 2 hours straight. Tristan had an exclusive to reveal on James's podcast, a brand new lie that he had yet to spew.
This is an exclusive on your podcast. I'm going to say it. I don't care what happens to me because he's no longer a powerful person. Anthony Blinken from the United States directly contacted the Romanian authorities and told them to do this. I've been told there are emails by some very serious people and eventually those will come out. The UK Foreign Office also told Romania to do this.
Brilliant. Tristan's bombshell is that the former US Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, as well as the UK Foreign Office, are the latest additions to the long list of people and organizations that the Tate brothers have blamed for the human trafficking cases in Romania. Crayon Murders has kept track of this list, and as of the recording of this video, it consists of Anthony Blinken, the UK Foreign Office, The Matrix, unnamed Romanian prosecutors, DCOT as an organization, Romanian judges, Team Matrix, the UK government, the US government, Jews, Zionists, NGOs, lawyer for Andrew's alleged rape victims in the UK, Matthew Jury, lawyer for the Tate's US-based alleged trafficking victim, Danny Pinter, victims in the Romanian case, victims in the UK civil case, victims in the UK criminal case, Romanian media, legacy media, NATO, USAID, the Biden administration, Romanian prosecutor Rara Stan, and of course, George Soros. In reality, the human trafficking case in Romania was launched in 2022 when police in Bucharest received a call from the American embassy saying that they believed one of their citizens was being held at the Tate's property against her will. When the authorities searched the property, they found several women that were working on OnlyFans were being held there. They realized they may have a human trafficking case on their hands, and the rest was history. The Tate's lawyers have never argued in court that this is how the investigation started. Yet, they constantly lie about this and continuously change their story. Have a listen to why, according to Tristan, Anthony Blinken and the UK Foreign Office forced DCOT to start their human trafficking investigation.
It's our threat to the education system. With andrewsuniversity.com, the fact that every young man is using our app instead of going to a traditional education, messing up that racket. Big education is as scary as big pharma. And university.com, the real world, has thrived despite multiple attacks, shutting us down, losing our payment processors. It keeps working, and people keep signing up and keep using it because it's a fantastic product.
Tristan says Anthony Blinken forced Romania to invent human trafficking charges. Because every young man is using their fake university and threatening the education system. What an absolute clown. The real world, what they now call Hustlers University, is an absolute ghost town compared to times gone by. Their supporter base has dwindled. To me, this just sounds like desperate cope, which he hopes will convince some more young boys to give him $50. One of the problems people can find when they constantly lie is keeping track of their own lies. Tristan is starting to have a seriously hard time with this. Have a listen to how he describes his incitement of violence charge in Romania to James English in this podcast.
Do you know my Romanian incitement for violence story? I had a girl living in an apartment that I paid for, and she did something that upset me, so I told my assistant to kick her out. Kick her out is an English expression that we all know what it means. Ask her to leave. The Romanians translated it literally and added in a bit of words to kick her and beat her and throw her out. They translated it into Romanian, despite the fact that I sent the message in English, and said Tristan is telling his assistant to physically assault people, and I, in the first fall, it's been thrown out of court now, was charged with inciting violence and telling people to beat people up. Insanity.
Now, listen to how Tristan describes this exact same incitement of violence charge to Michael Franzis in May of 2024.
And I've got one for inciting violence. So essentially telling people to go beat people up and stuff, not beating them up myself, but telling people to.
Mm-hmm.
And my inciting violence charge, I'm going to tell you that all the evidence against me, right? A friend of mine, a female friend of mine, told me a story on WhatsApp where she got into an altercation, pushing and pulling kind of altercation
mm-hmm.
with another girl. The event had already happened. And afterwards, because it's WhatsApp and, you know, I talked to her, so I've known her 10 years. Like I'll talk to a friend of mine. I went, ha ha ha. Yeah. Real funny. Kick her ass. That's it. That's why I am charged with the incitement of violence against others. Cause an event had already taken place. I laughed about it and said, kick her ass. When these two girls, I heard they were pushing and pulling each other over some nonsense of clothes or something. I don't know what it was.
Last May, Tristan said the incitement of violence charge was him simply texting a female friend, ha ha ha, kick her ass, after she had got in a fight with another woman. Now suddenly, it's because he texted his friend, kick her out, because a girl that was living in an apartment he paid for did something that upset him. What an absolute blithering idiot. If you're watching this and you're one of the young lads who still take this guy in any way seriously, you need to take a look in the mirror. Of course, what this text conversation pulled directly from Tristan and his co-defendant's devices really shows is Tristan ordering his co-defendants, Luana and Georgiana, to beat one of their only fans girls because she didn't want to keep making pornography. And throw her out the house, which Georgiana did, earning herself an assault charge of her own. Of course, Tristan can't appear on a single podcast without regurgitating his favorite lie.
The judge still said, you know, still in December last year, I reiterate, said there's not enough evidence here to even have a trial and threw it out. But the people who are against you will never, ever listen. The fact that a judge said there's not enough evidence, this can't go to trial, was never covered. No one talks about it to this day.
Of course, the reason that no one reports on the judge saying there's not enough evidence and throwing the case out is that it never happened. Yet Tristan keeps repeating this like a pathetic child over and over. I've debunked this in more depth in previous videos, but for now, here is the judge's ruling from the Bucharest court on that day of December 19th. Any tater tots are more than welcome to try pausing the video and find where the judge says there's not enough evidence. By now, we've well established that Tristan Tate is not an intelligent man, but every now and then we see him reach a new level of stupidity. This time, on James English's podcast, he brought up something that is clear evidence of his brother Andrew committing sex crimes against minors. Get a load of this.
The most famous video that they post all the time is about, so when Andrew got kicked out of Big Brother, they used a video of him spanking his ex-girlfriend with a belt to kick him out. When they wanted to cancel Andrew and say that he was a misogynist, they used a video of Andrew hitting his ex-girlfriend with a belt and demonized him. When we went to jail, they posted that video everywhere. Then, she's not even in the first case, in the second case, they added that video, which happened in England ages ago, as one of the charges. So now he's, as one of the accusations. So now he's being investigated for this crime of beating the woman with the belt. And I'm like, she's made six videos. Six. The girl who Andrew, like, is just friends with now. She's moved on with her life. She's made six videos saying, this is a bunch of crap. It's completely fine. He was hitting me with a belt consensually.
Tristan says the woman in question has now made six videos since the infamous belt video, saying that it was consensual. Unfortunately, that story falls to pieces because the girl was 14 or 15 years old when that video was filmed. And unfortunately for these degenerate brothers, underage children cannot legally consent to being in sexual tapes with grown men. Tristan goes on to address the claims that the girl was a child at the time, and of course makes an absolute mess of it.
But this video has somehow made people distance themselves from Andrew. When the video lost its edge, haters and literally internet conspiracy theorists said, ah, but she was 15. But she wasn't, because the court documents have an interview with her father. This is all court documented, where the father says, a woman in Europe is not allowed to travel by herself at age 17 and 16. She has to be 18 to travel by herself. She didn't move to England until she was 18. Signed from this girl's father, who doesn't particularly like me and Andrew, is just some guy who was interviewed about the thing. She left Slovakia and moved to England when she was 18 or 19 years old. Signed, it was impossible for her to leave otherwise because I would have had to sign the papers, which don't exist. So that's a matter of historical record in a court document, and the video was taken in England. So how old was she in the video? 18, consenting adult. But haters are so fervent in their insane crusade against people that they will just make shit up and try and spread it around, and people are happy to eat it up. So I don't know why it's fashionable still to disassociate from me and Andrew. Ron DeSantis famously f***ed up saying our name, assuming we were hated. He got a bunch of backlash for it.
Here is the translated statement from the woman's father, which Tristan says proves she's 18 or 19 years old. It confirms that she was born in September of 1997. Andrew has confirmed numerous times that the video was filmed in 2012. That would make the girl 14 or 15 years old, depending on when in 2012 it was filmed. Tristan, the bumbling fool, brought this up unprompted and directed his fans to this document, which proves that his brother filmed a BDSM sex tape with a child. The next lie that Tristan spewed to James English was about the allegations of one of Andrew's alleged victims in the UK that he threatened her at gunpoint.
The BBC think they've painted this really great picture of him so they could say, oh, he held a gun to a woman's head and threatened her. And people are going to be like, yeah, well, that's the kind of thing Andrew Tate does. But not a single person.
Can you get lawsuits now?
I could, because there seems to be thousands. I'm going to sue these people.
Can you?
Yeah. I'm going to sue.
Defamation?
Yeah, I'm going to sue these people. Absolutely. And it's just like, okay, so Andrew apparently 15 years ago held a gun to someone's head. Where is the possession of a firearm charge? Where's his mandatory 5 years? You know, where's any evidence backing this up besides the BBC posting an article? Which girl? Can't say. When? Can't say. This year. It's, I don't know what they're going to try next, but I really think they're fresh out of ideas.
Tristan is suggesting that the BBC just pulled this allegation from the sky. He says that they don't know what woman this happened to or when. I can 100% confirm that he is lying. A number of months ago, I applied with the King's Bench for the claim of the four women who were alleging that Andrew Tate raped and assaulted them. This allegation involving the firearm is clearly attributed to the woman listed as the first claimant, and it clarifies that this allegedly happened in early 2015. In Andrew's response to the claims, which he filed with the court, Andrew makes it very clear that he knows exactly which woman this is, and gives a detailed recollection of his time with her. Once again, Tristan Tate is talking absolute drivel. His lying is out of control. What next? He lies about his own mother?
How's this been on your mum? Because I know the pressure. My mum loves me. Listen, see, if I was guilty of fucking everything, the worst crimes in the world, my mum would still support me. Because, well, that's what mums should do. But do
you know, I would happily suffer 10 times more so that everyone else was left alone. I mean, she had a heart attack a year and a half ago and almost died. So how's it affecting her? Not well. And these people pushing their little papers around in offices thinking, maybe we can get Tristan Tate on this.
I've addressed this in past videos, but Tristan seems to be repeating this more lately, that his mother suffered a heart attack and nearly died. This was a pathetic lie that the Tates told the Bucharest court. According to the medical documents that were submitted to the court, in December of 2022, their mother received an EKG and cardiac checkup and was discharged with no heart attack or threat to her life whatsoever. What kind of man would lie about their own mother having a heart attack and nearly dying? The obvious answer is no real man. Speaking of mothers, Tristan told James that somehow the mothers of his children were listed as human trafficking victims.
Like, it's the mothers of my kids, human trafficking victims, somehow. You know, I always make a joke. I said about the mother of my daughter. I'm like, bro, she's from Moldova. If you think anyone's getting financially exploited in our relationship, it's not her. It's me. So, and she hates that joke, but so much.
For a while now, Tristan has used the facts that the mothers of his children are listed as victims to discredit the allegations against him. Let's take a look at this, shall we? Firstly, the mothers of Tristan's children were producing pornography for him on webcam and OnlyFans before and after they gave birth to his children. They were his sex workers, which he impregnated. According to one of the witnesses, Tristan ordered the nanny not to help one of the mothers with the baby if she did not make pornography for him on OnlyFans. And here is a clip of Tristan talking about how he downgraded one of the mothers of his children to a smaller house without a garden for the kid to play in because he had a disagreement with her.
We have the kid. She knows Tristan doesn't take shit. And I had to, and this is actually good. I wouldn't admit this on a live, but I had to downgrade one of the mothers of my kids from the house she was living in. I needed her to understand that you do not fuck with me. And she was living in a 4-bedroom rented house, and I was paying the rent and all the bills. And I pay everything. I said, okay, you know what? You want to fuck with me in that way? That's cool. You have 30 days to get out of that house. Here's your new apartment, 2 bedrooms. Well, what do you mean? Now your child doesn't have a garden to play in. Well, that's your fault. That is not my fault. Take her to the fucking park. I don't take shit. So it's never going to get to that level where they think, oh, well, let me call the U.S. Embassy. And because he's a citizen, maybe I can. Because they know the consequence is not going to turn out good for them or me or anybody.
Get a load of Father of the Year over here. On top of all of this idiot's irredeemable flaws, Tristan Tate is also a failure as a father. I say this often in these videos, but for any young lads who are watching this, real men tell the truth. You are never going to learn how to be a man by watching a pathetic child. That's it for this video, and before we finish, I need to shout out all the members that make the production of this content possible. To support the channel, as well as subscribing, you can join as a member or buy gadgets or coffee. You can find these links in the description.